Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
Jerry and the Pacemakers bring this back. That's Jerry with a G. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Stephen Little is our guest. He's our good friend, the author of Duck and Recover, the Embattled Business Owner's Guide to Survival and Growth, available wherever books are sold. Stephen, what's your website, too, please?
It is Stephen with a V, middle initial S, like Sterling Little, StephenSLittle.com.
So check it out. And they can find your books. They can find your speaking information there. I know you do a lot of that across the country and helping people put their best foot forward. So, folks, check all that out at Stephen's website. We're talking about Mexico, and, you know, Stephen, I remember back in the 90s, the economy just basically collapsed in Mexico. The middle class had a real problem back then. One of the reasons I remember it was that I, as a Rotarian, I was involved in those days in the group study exchange, where we exchanged with different countries. They sent a team here, we sent a team there. And that year, that was the year Mexico was our corresponding country, and their people weren't able to come because of the collapse. So
yeah.
You know, and we know about the some of the political issues down there. Mexico's not a third world country, but it's not. It doesn't seem to most people. I think most people don't think that it's a fully developed country. What do you think? Is that
that would be accurate? But I would tell you that most people I meet do think it's a third world country.
Yeah.
Are parts of Mexico a third world nation? And there's opposites around the world. As you go around the world, you'd put it in the same category of emerging nation. You'd put it with a Brazil. You'd put it with an India.
You could almost put it in Russia. Russia and Mexico.
That's right.
Are not far off.
They're in that same category. Where of course there's some risk and there's high rewards if done properly. But certainly it's not in the world of third world, and which is unfortunately too much of Central America, which, of course, Mexico is not. Mexico is North America, not Central America.
But Stephen, if we could somehow figure out how to help Mexico's economy, our economy would benefit because as their economy grows, their consumers would use our stuff more. But if Mexico's economy could improve and strengthen, wouldn't that do a lot more than anything to help the immigration issue?
No question, and our leaders have known that forever. That the best way, if you are concerned about too many people coming from our south and coming into our country, the best way to keep people where you want them and to keep them in their homes, which is where they want to be, is to have a strong economy.
Give them a job.
And that's our best interest. I think you'd be interested, Jim, if you came to my house. I'm in an old colonial downtown area with cobblestone streets and horse-drawn carriages. But you go 10 minutes north of me, and it's Costco, it's Walmart, it's Bennigan's and Fridays. They all watch American football. They're big Dolphin fans, or they're Houston fans, or at this point Texan fans. So you would be surprised. Most people are surprised. It's a city of 1 million people that looks a lot like Orlando, Florida, when you get out of the downtown area. And so that's the way it is throughout Mexico. The idea that yes, their economy is not doing as well as it once was, but when I go to Walmart to do shopping on a Saturday, it's just as crowded as I remember.
If you advise companies, you've been a business owner and business leader yourself over the years, before you started writing books and speaking, what would you advise a business that you would work with right now about doing business, an American business about doing business in Mexico?
Well, I would say to get your facts straight, as we said before, and to use your own eyes and ears. To physically be in a place and see if it has opportunity for you is important. If you have a retail shop in Birmingham, I'm not so sure that there's an opportunity. Maybe there is to import from Mexico. But when you start talking about manufacturing, business services, there's a lot of things where flying to Monterey, which is really the economic engine as far as manufacturing, getting to a town like Mexico City, which is really the commercial financial center. To get in and talk to people.
Let me throw something out here, Stephen. I mentioned Doug Barry in the U.S. Commercial Services. These are people who will literally introduce you. If you'll contact them and work with them, they'll have appointments set up for you to when you go there.
You know what else they'll do?
If you don't want to go there, they'll set up a video conference so you can meet the people by video.
And of course, there are people that do this at the state level. I know that in the state that I live in, we've got people in the government that's their only job is to help small businesses with this. You've got your manufacturing extension partnerships if you're in manufacturing.
Stephen, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Yeah, sure. Thank you for filling us in on Mexico today.
Sure, I appreciate it very much. And again, what I wanted to say was Mexico is just a way of looking at your life and in your business, which is know your facts, don't use your feelings to make your decisions.
And the Mexico Chamber of Commerce is not one of your clients either, right?
No, although I've done a lot of work with their SBDCs down there.
Thank you for being here, Stephen. Good job. See you next time. Stephen Little, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blysengame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blysengame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.